Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Before we start the show, I want to tell you guys about Ethel M. Chocolates. I'm so excited about Ethel M. Chocolates because, you know, Lynette and I are always looking for the perfect gift for teachers, for the holidays, for the mailman. There's so many people on the list that love chocolates. Who doesn't love chocolates? And Ethel M. Chocolates are amazing. They're preservative-free. They're bean to box, straight from the source. They're crafted using solar energy, you guys. They make great stocking stuffers, or purchase them in multiple quantities for an office gift. And they have so many great products to choose from. They have a box of peppermint bark, which is to die for. They have an advent calendar type mixed chocolates kinds of thing. They have regular chocolates. They even have holiday flavors such as pumpkin pie, eggnog, and pecan pie. So if you want to get your hands on some of these Ethel M. chocolates, just go to ethelm.com and use the promo code FCOL to get free shipping on your order. That's ethelm.com, promo code FCOL, and get some free shipping. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
Hi.
Hi. Some of you guys at home don't know this because you don't have smell-o-rama, but Lynette smells so good right now.
I spilled on myself.
Why?
Because I was – hi, Kaylin.
Hello.
How are you doing, by the way?
I'm okay. I've been better. A bit tired.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I had a long, long week last week.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, you were on hanging out with Julie and what's his name, Porter
and Doc
and Gopher.
On
the Lido deck having a cocktail, which I'm sure that's how it went.
Many of those, yes.
Some of us were holding the fort down. Yeah, I was in Natalia's room this morning, and I was like cleaning up after her, and I picked up. She has like one of those like perfume bottles with the thing, you know, with the little top. It's like a little pretty thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, and the top is like a cork.
Yeah.
And I picked it up to move it. Fucking thing spilled all over me. Apparently, she didn't pop that cork in.
Well, apparently, you don't normally wear enough.
I guess not.
It's not overpowering at all.
I ran to the bathroom and I washed my arms and hands to get it off of me, but because I can't, because also, I'm not going home until probably 10 o'clock tonight. I'm gone all day today.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm like, oh, shit, I don't want to smell bad all day and give myself a headache.
Well, I would like to tell our listeners that we are doing a very special thing, which is one of the things that's going to keep you from home.
Uh-huh.
But we're recording a very special Sword and Scale Rewind.
Mm-hmm.
And when you listen to this, I think it will be out maybe. It'll come out right away.
Yeah.
It's the season finale of the current season.
Right.
Mike Boudet broke down and agreed to let us.
You broke him.
I broke him. I was like, look, you want Sword and Scale Rewind to be a success. Not everybody's got the time to go back and start from episode one. Some people are listening to the current season.
Right. Like us.
Normal people. Like we are.
Yeah.
Some people are like, as soon as it comes out, they're like, I got to listen to it.
Right.
But as soon as they listen to it, they're like, I wonder what Stephanie and Lynette think about that.
Right. But they're going to have to wait 108 episodes until they find out what we think about it. Yeah.
So I was like, come on, Mike, do us a solid and let us record an episode that's of the here and now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, do the season finale. And I said, yes. And it's about a guy who ate some faces.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great episode. And that's all we'll say. Yeah. He ate face. He didn't say face. He ate face.
So years ago, there was this story about a woman who was in a coma and her dog. And and the dog ate her foot. And something struck me really funny about it. And I know that sounds awful. I mean, that's not funny at all that a dog ate your foot.
No.
But I don't know why, but I couldn't stop kind of
thinking about that.
And having a little smile and then feeling terrible about it's not funny.
No.
Not
well,
funny.
Well, it's episode 104, 108?
105.
105. It was close. And it's the season finale of season 4 of Sword and Scale. And so when you listen to it, it drops on Wednesday of this week. You're listening to us, if you're a faithful listener of ours, you're listening to us on Tuesday. So tomorrow, Sword and Scale, newest season finale episode. And then on, you don't have to do anything. You could just sit there and at the park and ignore your kids and continue on to our feed because we're going to be on the same feed. And you'll go right into to Sword and Scale Rewind.
Yes, but also subscribe to Sword and Scale Rewind. Even though it's going to drop on Sword and Scale
feed.
Listen, right. The thing that's going to prove to Mike Boudet that we have people that are interested is if you subscribe to Sword and Scale Rewind.
Yes.
Okay, that's all. Also, I just want to tell you guys before we get into fun, gossipy stuff about Lost My Name.
You lost?
It's a book. For kids, it's personalized. It's a great gift. I got one for my niece. I just gave it to her on Thanksgiving. It's so cute. They're personalized books with beautiful pictures. They're really nice.
Yeah, it's a great gift. It's a good quality gift, yes.
And it's so touching for people to get it because, you know, their kid's name is incorporated into the whole book.
Everybody loves personalized gifts for their kids. Yes.
Yeah, so I did one for my nephew, Beckett. He has an unusual name, and my niece Emerson. So they have a whole book, and on every page, there's the character is named after the kid. And they have one that's like fresh from Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. They have different kinds. They have the Lost My Name, which is every adventure is unique. Anyway, go to wonderbly.com, WONDERBLY.com. And put in your kid's name that you want to get the book for, and you'll be able to see the whole preview.
Yeah, which is nice before you purchase.
And then use the code FCOL at checkout, and you're going to get 15% off your order. So that's wonderbly.com, FCOL.
And by the way, people think, though, that it's for little kids. They have books 0 to 8, then they have the 5 to 12, and they have the 2 to 8 Christmas one.
Yeah.
So they got a variety, so it's really cute. Yeah.
And then before we move on, let's tell people about Nightstand.
Nightstand. Natalia and I put it together. And what it is it's a thing. It's a stand that you keep next to your bed, and it keeps everything organized. So your iPhone, your iPad, your iWatch, your Apple TV, everything's right there, and everything's getting charged, and it looks nice. It's all just conveniently right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Nightstand is not just some big company that makes it in China, but they actually started out on Etsy.
Right.
And each one is individually made and handcrafted with wood and soft white or black plastic.
Right.
So and all the Nightstand products have 2-day free shipping.
Yeah, there you go. So, and it's, you know, prepare for Christmas. Yeah. Don't get them the ugly sweater this year. Get them the Nightstand gift. So go to NYTSTND.com. And put in FCOL at checkout and get 15% off your order. Anything over $80, if you use that, you'll get the 15% off.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Kaylin, why don't you tell us about the cruise? Because a lot of our listeners that are over on For Crying Out Loud Reel It In want to go on a cruise with us.
Oh, they do.
And I want to go on a cruise with them.
Yeah. I do too.
And shout out to the two For Crying Out listeners that were on the cruise. One of them was Amy. The other one, I'm sorry, I didn't remember her name, but she was very nice and sweet.
Aw, hi. Hi, Amy.
And hi, guys.
Hi, unknown friend of Amy, or a friend.
How do we hook up our cruise?
Well, I could talk to the guy that organizes it, since I know who it is.
Parker is his name, yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people said they want to go.
Very nice guy, Parker, yeah.
Yeah, but what's his name of his – does he have – he's a
I think it's Travel by Parker.
Travel by Parker.
His company that he does. He sets them all up.
Yeah, hit him up.
He works his ass off the whole time during it, too. He's not on the cruise, like, hanging out. He's working.
He's hands-on.
And with, like, his family, too. Like, his son and his daughter and his wife. And, like, they all dressed up in the Corolla Drink shirts. They had like fun Christmas suits on at one point for the fancy dinner, and they all like worked as a team to help us all out. So
they're Corolla people?
What? Corolla people, but they were like his family that they just.
And worked. So, what was the? You guys did a live show with Gina and Brawl Brian.
Yeah, we did one live show and then one like private show in Adam's room. Adam screened the movie Cobra. He also screened the Willie T. Doc, which went over very, very well.
Oh.
Yeah, I had that. Did you watch it?
I did, I caught the tail end of it because I woke up a little late that day and I'd already seen like the first 20 minutes. But yeah, it was it's really, really fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's not even the finished version either. There's still like a lot of sound mixing they got to do and color correcting, but it seemed like the real version to me.
Yeah, Adam told me it went really well.
Yes. So was it all Adam Carolla people, or was that like a segment? It was like a cruise, and then you booked
whoever wanted to be part of the Adam
Carolla group, and then there were other people that were just going on the cruise. There weren't any other themed cruise. No, not really, actually. They're going to Cozumel.
Oh, okay. Mexico, so they were like ready to get
their party on.
Yeah.
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 And yeah, so we went snooba diving in Cozumel.
He told me.
I don't know. If you haven't heard of that, it's like a mix between snorkeling and scuba diving.
Uh-huh.
Where they put like a big air tank on this little raft and then like a really long hose, so you're still like breathing in, but you can go really far underwater. But you don't have to put on like the big jacket or get certified or anything.
Yeah. Adam said it worked out really well. You'd think he was like, huh, how's this going to work? People getting tangled? No, it was great.
It went very smooth.
He said it was a great trip. He had a great time. The fans were great. Everybody was great. The shows went good. Ray. Not so great.
What happened?
Not so great.
Did he get too drunk?
Well, Adam, did I talk about this? How Adam gets this... how he's been trying to get Ray to better his life throughout his whole life. But now, at this point in time, he gave up on everything. But Ray wants to, you know, he wants to be in showbiz. He wants to be on the TV show, or he wants to do the podcast, and he does his podcast. And he has a lot of potential, Adam says. So Adam's been telling him for over a year to take improv. Still to this day has not taken – took one personal improv class with a chick that showed up at his apartment, and he said, we didn't get along. We didn't gel, so – and then Adam's like, okay.
Improv is not like a private – it's not something that you –
find a class.
You don't do one-on-one improv.
I know. If you're Ray.
Yeah.
If you're Ray. I don't know who was paying for it. But, yeah, no. And so it really, really infuriates him. And he wanted to go up on stage at the boat. I don't know if Adam's going to talk about this. Maybe I'm not. I'm spilling the beans. But whatever. And
I think he already did on the podcast.
Who cares?
That we did on the boat.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of crossover, so
right.
Go for it.
So the short, I mean, just basically is, you know, he's been telling Ray to take improv. And so they're going to go up, and he's like, so Ray, what do you want to talk about? What are you going to talk about? And he's like, I don't know. What do you want to talk about? Ray.
Ray was probably like, it's improv.
Right.
I'll do it on the spot.
He's
dude.
Like, I'm trained. You can talk about me. I lost my keys. I lost my key to my room.
Oh, my God. Adam like, does not appreciate stories about losing keys.
Oh, yeah.
I could have told him that.
I know, right? That's true. And he's like, no, Ray, you're supposed to be talking about, like, old school stories of us growing up or whatever. Do you have anything? Do you have anything written down? Mo, what do you want? What do you want to talk about?
Oh, geez.
And he's like, forget it then. You ain't coming up.
We used to do jokes back when I did stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
The way we made fun of certain comics was the ones that go, what do you guys want to talk about? It's like, no, you're the comedian. You introduce the topics.
He says he does it all the time. When they're doing Ace on the House, he says, so what do you want to talk about in this episode? He goes, I don't know. What do you want to talk about? And he goes, do you have anything prepared? He goes, I think maybe we should take some calls. And he was like, okay, well, did you call? Did you tell Gary to put out the tweet to take calls? No. Well, we're going on in 15 minutes. You want to tell? And he goes, there's no phone call, so how am I supposed to, you know, he does, everything's an excuse upon excuse.
Oh, God.
And
how does
like,
Adam
it's
put
a
up dis- with that?
It's disrespectful, Adam was saying, and he's right, and I never looked at it this way. It's disrespectful to Adam's fan, to the audience.
Yes.
It's like disrespect, he just thinks he's going to go up and wing it, you know?
Right.
Or Adam's going to just cover for him? Like, what does he think? It's disrespectful.
Right.
So Adam's like, so enjoy the cruise. And have a nice free cruise on us, and you're not going up on stage because it's just you're not prepared at all. So I don't know how Ray felt about it, but that was the only hiccup. And there's also one. Kaylin.
Yo.
When you get a chance, can you get us a water?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Thank you. There was, I don't know if I should talk.
Tell me.
There's a super fan.
Okay.
Super duper. Like, I don't know if you've ever met him, but.
Giovanni?
No, no. I wish it was Giovanni. Giovanni's a sweetheart. Now we really don't talk about him very often. He's more of like the car side of things.
Okay.
A super fan. Like he likes all the cars.
He probably doesn't listen to our show.
No, I don't think so. And even if he does, who knows? Who cares? Maybe this will help. But he's kind of that one that everybody kind of creeped out about.
Uh-huh.
And at first it was like, oh, there's Bob. Poor Bob. You know, oh, let him hang out. And he's hung out to the point where he's gone to Monterey and Pebble Beach and has slept in the house with everybody.
No.
Yeah, Adam doesn't care. Adam's like, well, he's harmless. Like, Adam's like, I – he's like, posers I don't like. Geeky, doofusy dudes I'm fine with. But it's been years now, and finally I had to say, listen, Bob, you're not coming with us this year to Monterey. Hate to break the news to you. I'm with my son. I want to enjoy. I rarely take time off. Most of it is work. Some of it is work, like the cruise. Cruise is work, but it's also a fun environment. And the off times, I don't want to sit and hear you yap my ear off. And he does do a lot of talking. I think he out-talks Adam. And what happened was he went on the cruise and by himself. He goes everywhere by himself. But he went on the cruise and this is what did it. Adam says, and you have to hear Adam tell the story, but Adam's like, so we're in the theater and we're watching the Willie T doc. And it's the first time I'm really screening it in front of people. So I'm getting a gauge of what people think. And it's the very end and the movie's swelling to the end. And it's like Willie T's gets choked up about what he experienced. And he's like, I did it. I won the race. And he's like teary-eyed and people are tearing up. It's at the very end and I'm watching everybody. And right over my shoulder, Bob comes up and goes, how much do you think the Willie T car goes for these days? And Adam's like, I just had to go, fuck up, Bob, get out of here. Go sit down. Leave me alone. I don't care. Leave me alone. Then there was another time. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I'm yes, sure I do.
You. Okay. Then there's another time on the cruise where the photographer was taking pictures because he's a fan. And I think he was taking pictures for in exchange for a trip on the boat. I don't know, something like that. So Matt Fondelier's after the show, after the signings, after everything, at the very end of the night, Matt says, because that's so sweet. He's like, he flew all the way out from Seattle. If you could just spend a few minutes and talk to him. He's like, yeah, okay, all right, fine. Bring you on. Let's go talk. So he's like, hey, you know, whatever your name is, Peter, let's go have a beer. And then they go and they find a room that's kind of like off the beaten path, and they sit down, and it's enclosed, and there's glass doors. Poor Peter must think Adam's nuts. And so they're having a beer, and they start really having a conversation about comedy and stuff like that. And Adam's, like, really interested in what Peter does, and they're having a nice one-on-one. This guy's probably going, oh, my gosh, a dream. You know, I'm in a room alone with Adam. I get to ask him all these questions. And it's been about 15 minutes, and out of the corner of my eye, I see Bob circling on the outside.
Oh, no, like a shark.
Like a shark. And I'm thinking, he's no way he's going to walk through those doors. I mean, we're in a room with the door closed, like some off space. Talk about being on a boat circling. The sharks are circling. So then he walks in. So then he's like, oh, my God. So the door opens and closes. And he sees him walk over. And he's like, now I gotta fucking introduce him. And so he's like, Bob says, is this a private conversation?
Oh my God, obviously.
I know. And Adam was like, and Adam tries very hard to be nice to these types of people.
Right.
He'll be mean to me or he'll be mean to, you know, Rob in the garage, even poor Kaylin, Dylan. But these types of people, you know, he tries very, very hard, but he's already at the breaking point. Is this a private conversation? Why, yes, actually, it is, Bob. That's why we're sitting in here. He's like, mind if I sit down? Adam's like, well, you know, no. I do. And he says, yes, I do mind. No, you can't sit down. I'm talking to Peter, our photographer. So can you let us have our time? He's like, okay. So he takes a step back. And he stands there and he joins the conversation.
Oh, my God.
And at this point, it's like 1:32. It's the end of the day, end of the night, end of everything. And Adam's like, Adam's – you can't do that because Adam will be distracted because he's got that weirdo gene of his where he can't – now he's fixed – now he's fixated on Bob standing off to his left.
Right.
And poor Peter's like I have another question about blah, blah, blah. And Adam was enjoying the conversation. And he's like – and the guy – Peter's talking to Adam and I know this. And Adam's not listening to a word he's saying and he's thinking, what the fuck are you thinking, Bob? And then he goes, all right, we're done. I got it. I'm done. I'm going to bed. Just forget it. Bye, Peter. Nice to meet you. Thank you so much. Thank you for everything. I got to go. I'm going to bed. And he just like left.
Oh, my God.
Left him with Bob. And he's like, I don't know what to do. Like, I can't tell him don't take the cruise. But you can't like hang out with us. You can't come near me.
But he's invited him. The problem is he already kind of gave him the wrong message.
Right. Except for this
people
last...
like that, you have to have really strong boundaries.
Well, last year at Monterey, he did. He said he Bob emailed him and was like, so are we going to, Monterey or whatever? He goes, yeah, we are going. You're not going. I'm sorry, but I'm going. I'm bringing my son. I have alone time. You can't.
But the fact that he has to even
I know.
Say, like, hey, I need to spend time alone with, like, the fact that this
I
is
know.
Just some rando.
I
and
know.
Then he has to go that far out to explain why.
I know. And it's terrible. But and now I'm scared. And I'm like, it's Adam. It's people like that that really, I don't want to say anything. And he's like, yeah, I know what you're thinking. He's like, look, Selena had her biggest fan. And I'm like, well, you never know. I don't know. Like, where does he live? And he's like, well, he's back home in his hometown of wherever up north in California. But, yeah. So you know what I'm talking about, right, Caleb?
Well, if he gets any weird packages in the mail.
Didn't hear about that, the one you're talking about. So, mm-hmm. But I'm aware of mm-hmm. that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of Bob?
He's a very nice guy, but he does tend to maybe he's sort of like Adam. Sometimes doesn't read people very well or get like the right hints or signals. So he'll tend to kind of inject into a conversation. He's a very nice, sweet guy, but mm-hmm. yeah, he does tend to kind of maybe sometimes inject himself into
it. It's always the nice, sweet, weird ones, though.
I know.
It surprises you
pull a,
with violence.
I know. It's going to pull a knife switchblade out and like jam him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm afraid of.
He's going to be like, I'm sorry, but I had to eliminate Peter because it was infringing on my time with you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Peter had to go. I'm sorry. I'm sure he was a nice guy, but he was in the way.
I don't think he listens to our show, does he? No.
I don't know. I don't know that, to be honest.
Oh, my God, Kaylin. That was hilarious.
Anyway.
What's
going on?
Well, Elfie's in town.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And it's really funny because I don't understand how Sadie and Xander can fully buy the elf.
Do you think they really do?
They're 10. I really think they do because they genuinely get so over the top excited that the elf changed positions. Mm. They're just like,
many nights now you're in for?
Yeah.
Wow.
So my kids, and hopefully this will make somebody at home feel better about their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So my kids got a Barnes & Noble gift card from their Aunt Wendy. Thank mm-hmm. you, Aunt Wendy, if you're listening.
Oh.
Do my kids want to buy books?
No,
of course not. They don't want to buy books just because it's a bookstore. No, you know what Barnes & Noble sells?
I know what this is
more
going.
Elves.
I knew
more
it.
More elves.
I knew it.
And elf clothes and elf pets and elf – paraphernalia.
Oh my God, it has clothes?
And they were immediately obsessed with the idea of like, oh my God, we can put our money together and get another elf.
And it's going to change outfits now?
Well, I don't, they, okay.
Like, are they expecting it to have like a costume change in the middle of the night?
We have a male elf and a female elf
uh-huh.
because after Xander transitioned,
uh-huh.
well, the elf we had, I believe, was a girl elf. I don't know. Somehow we felt like since we have a boy and a girl,
right.
We should have a boy and a girl elf. So anyway, then they decided that they should get married, which I tried to tell them. These guys, they're brother and sister. I don't think that that's cool. But they were like, no, they're not.
Not in their little brains.
Incest is best, I guess. Mm-hmm. But they want them to get married. So they are planning a wedding. So they needed a wedding outfit.
No. I'm not kidding you. No.
I feel like I've got a good like 9 months more of this. I'm assuming by next Christmas we're going to be done, right?
Oh, God. That's what we said last Christmas. Do they have wedding dresses for these
things? They have like fancy dresses. Yeah. Oy vey is right. Happy Hanukkah, guys. We're not celebrating Christmas anymore. But then there's the Chabad. Yeah, I don't know. There's the rabbi on the stoop or something. Well, I know they make Snoop on the stoop, who comes with his own, like, pot.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a rabbi on, like, the, I don't know.
Rabbi in the drawer or?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Somebody in a drawer.
Shul in the shmuel. I don't know. There's something... For the Jewish kids.
Mensch on a bench.
Yes.
There it is. I knew it was on. Yeah. There you go. Mensch on the bench.
There's a bench on the bench. I can't be introducing that.
No. Yeah. Don't.
One of our listeners was saying that a friend bought her daughter an elf because the daughter was crying because she didn't have an elf. And then this mom was really upset about it, which I understand. But at the same time, isn't it something that we all kind of have to do?
Yeah, you kind of do now.
It's just part of being a parent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, don't F it up.
Don't F it up. That's exactly right.
It's something you just have to put up with.
Yeah.
It's annoying, but I feel like at the same time it sort of bonds me with other moms. Like we all – listen, I don't go crazy. I don't make a little trail of chocolate chips leading to the toilet like the elf didn't make it on time.
And poop.
I don't do any kind of elaborate scenarios.
Right.
I just move the fuckers.
Right.
And hope for the best.
And then hope for
squeals of glee.
There's always like those 2 nights out of the time that the elf is there that you pass out and forget to move
it. Of course.
And then they're like, what the fuck?
And then you have to just tell them.
It's the same spot. And they're like, I don't know.
Maybe he moved and moved back.
Yeah. Maybe he liked that spot. Maybe he wants to stay in that spot. Maybe he claimed that spot for the rest of the year. How about that?
Exactly. So my kids bought at Barnes & Noble this thing that's called an elf training thing. Mm. Okay. I don't know. But it comes with like pulleys and a chair and like different stuff in there.
Oh my
God. One night, you know, John took like the strings and he made this elaborate thing that hung off of the lights.
Right.
And then he had them, it looked like they were like climbing, like rope, doing a rope course, you know, or rappelling off the, I don't know, but it was really funny.
Maybe
the kids
like lost
their minds.
Its neck.
Oh my God.
Like Elfie
There's
decided.
Been an elf lynching.
Oh God.
I'm sorry, that's terrible.
I thought Elfie was going to call it a day and just hang themselves.
Yeah.
So,
the Christmas season gets to the elf sometimes, you know?
It's too much. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure.
Not every elf makes it out unscathed.
Mm-mm. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I told you Sonny saw elf in the drawer.
No.
Yeah, he saw it in my
resting.
Drawer. Yeah, it was resting. He was like, what's Elfie doing in the drawer? And I was like, I don't know how she got there. Get out of here. Don't tell your sister.
By the way, I'm sorry I just said lynching. That was kind of insensitive to bring it there. I was trying to come up with something really extreme.
Right.
That was not a cool joke.
Well, listen, it gets to you. The elves will get to you. And I'm not looking forward to it. And my kids are getting ready to go on their week-long vacation, sixth grade trip.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they go?
They go like this place like up, I want to say like in near Big Bear. I don't want to say the name of it.
Right.
Just because, I don't know, a little weird that way. I'll tell you on Friday where they went.
Okay.
But, they're gone for 5 days and the day before they left was not a good day. So Adam was gone for 4 days on the cruise.
Right.
Okay. So I was home with them. Natalia had a fever and she was home.
Oh, no.
And then Olga was sick and she was out. So it was just like the three of us for 4 days. And which was – most of it was fine. And we had to get stuff ready for their trip. And then Natalia felt better and she got a doctor's note and she's fine to go on the trip. But she's like, I need slippers and I need a robe and this and that. And they give you the whole packing list of what they need. And I'm like – and it says – all of it in just one duffel bag. And I'm thinking, that ain't happening. It's snow. It's like, you know, parkas and snow boots. And that doesn't fit in a duffel, one duffel bag.
Right.
So she gets out the big mama suitcase and she's like, I took it last time. They said small suitcase and they let me go. So this time I'm going to do the same thing. And sure enough, it was fine. But those last 3 days, she just gets like, because I wait on her on hand and foot with when she's sick, she gets used to it. So then when she's starting to feel better, she's like, can you get me a glass of water? And then I'm like, she's better. So I'm like, no, you can go get it. Can you make me a bagel? No, you can do it, because she can do all that stuff.
Right.
And then so then she gets snotty and then she gets like kind of mean spirited kind of thing. And then if I'm like that way towards her, but I'm showing any kind of sweetness or niceness towards Sunny, like, Sunny, are you all ready for the trip? Do you need – okay. And then don't forget your basketball game's tomorrow. So then she wants to get in between us. Like, she wants to cause shit. So I walk out of the room and I hear, honk, this thing that we use when we go on a walk at night, which is like a thing. Like
the air horn
thing? Mm-hmm.
It's like a, for the dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we get it and it's sitting by the front door and she's dying to honk it the other day. I'm like, don't, no. And then so I go in the other room and I hear honk. And me and Molly, me and Phil, we were startled. Like, it scared us.
Of course. It's meant to scare dogs,
fucking
too.
It scared the shit out of us. So then Sunny, in tears, is like, she walked in my room and I didn't know she was there. And she blew that thing. And I can't imagine. It's so loud. And I was like, are you kidding me? I said, give me your phone. You're done. I'm done with you. Give me that phone. And then I got really mad at her. And then I was mad. And then that was it. It was like she was pushing my buttons the rest of the weekend. And I couldn't. I was like, oh, my God, I can't take it anymore. And Jody came over like Sunday evening because she wanted to see the kids. She hadn't seen them in a while. And I'm like, all right. I go, we're packing, though. You know, we're getting ready for the trip. And then she's like, I'll help you, blah, blah, blah. But then she comes over. And she just, you know, I said, I'm going to go take a shower. So then I'm taking a shower and I try to get Natalia to take the cough medicine. Bottom line, she's defiant and she pushes buttons. And when I got out of the shower, she had Jody like hopping on one, like going to get her tea and getting her this and getting her that. And I was I said, I'm sorry, Jody. We got to call it a night. They got to go to bed. I said, you should not be getting her tea. What she needs is this cough medicine that she refuses to take because she can't stop coughing. And I go, you're taking this cough medicine tonight so that tomorrow when you're sitting on a bus, you're not coughing into somebody's ear the whole time. And I just got – but I was really twice as angry. And I said – but I wasn't yelling, but I was like, that's it. Enough. I go, enough, Natalia. I'm tired of it. I said, take that cough medicine. She goes, I don't want – I go, don't tell me what you don't want. I said, I'll go email your teacher right now and tell her you're not going. So then she takes it and then she gets upset. And I might have said something like she's like something like, you're just so – all the time you're so – irritable, or you seem like you're on your period all the time, or something like that. She said something like that, and I was like,
"She did not accuse you of being on the rag."
Are you kidding me? I just, yeah, I go, "Are you fucking kidding me?" I go to bed. Good night. Goodbye. And I go, I didn't want tonight to be like this. Tomorrow, you guys are leaving for 5 days, and I said, but you know, I go, when I'm with Sunny, I go, I have no problems. I shouldn't have said it, but and she's like, yeah. And she's like, I'm just tired of Sunny being the goody-goody, and I'm always the one getting in trouble. I go, well, then stop getting in trouble then. How about you act like a normal little girl and stop pushing people's buttons? And don't put, you know, doing the air horn in Sunny's room is going to scare the shit out of him. I go, I'm going to have Sunny do it to you in the middle of the night. See how you like it first thing in the morning. And then, so she went to bed, and then the next morning I came in and I was like cuddling with her, and I'm like, okay, it's time to get up. And Sunny was already up. He and I were already up for a little while. And then Sunny came into her room and he's like, she's still kind of asleep, but she's waking up and I'm laying next to her. And she listens to Christmas music when she goes to bed at night.
Aww.
On her little radio. And so I felt so bad and so guilty, and she's going to be gone for 5 days. And it was breaking my heart. And Sunny goes, Mom, remember you said you were going to let me do it while she was asleep. I'm going to go. And I'm like, no. I didn't mean it. Please. No.
Oh, my God. This is so my kids.
And then I'm thinking, yeah, he's not going to do it. He's Sunny. So he walks away or whatever. And I'm talking in Italian. And then all of a sudden, honk.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Scared the shit out of me. Kind of like she flinched for a second and then she knew what it was. So then she – because she knows what it is. Like
right.
If you're in – you're sunny and you're in your room and you're doing so your back
right.
is turned. You're not expecting it at all. She knew what – but still, I was like, are you crazy? I go, put that thing away. Now I'm mad at him. Now I'm like thinking to myself, ah. All right. So – Then, so we get to school. So now, before we leave for school, I'm trying to gauge. She's like, she's in the morning, she's quiet anyways. But I go, so you guys excited? And she's like, mm-hmm. Like she was mad. And I go, you going to miss us? And then she's like, she shakes her head no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I go, no, you're not going to miss us? And she shakes her head no. And she's looking right at me like, mm-mm. Like,
oh, boy.
And I go, you're not going to miss Daddy? And then she goes, uh-huh. Like she shakes her head yes. I go, okay, are you going to miss Phil? And she shakes her head, yes. I go, are you going to miss me? And she shakes her head, no.
Oh, no.
I was like, all right, well, I'm going to miss you. I think, you know, you might miss me. And then this is the worst, best part of it all. So then I take them to school, and all the parents are standing around. And the buses are out front, and they got all the suitcases and the duffel bags and the backpacks and everything. And the parents are supposed to help load up the bus. Whatever parents are left over, they, you know, a lot of parents just say goodbye, but they're like, you know what? If you're going to stick around and wave goodbye to the bus, you mm-hmm. guys are going to help load up the bus, which I get. That's fine. So, and on this trip, only like three teachers go because it's not – the teachers are only really there to take pictures. Like they're not involved.
Right,
it's
right.
There's counselors when you get there.
Okay.
The counselors stay with them in the cabin and they dissect squid and they do all this shit. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to stick around and load up the bus. And of course, like this one mom who's there all the time, she can't let her kid go. It's like the first trip. I'm like, are you jonesing? What's going to – like this is the first time. Like he's leaving and you're not going to be – and she's like, I know, but I have my other one, like her younger son. So I stick around and I'm loading up the bus. And then – now, you got to remember Adam left on Thursday. And he couldn't call home because he's on a boat. So he
right.
couldn't talk to the kids.
Right.
Now the kids are leaving Monday. So now Adam's not going to be able to talk or see the kids from Thursday, the day he left, to Friday when they come home. And so he's gone now. He's been gone four or five. Now it's the fifth day. And so I didn't expect this, but as I'm loading it up everything, they're in the classroom and they're writing in their journal. They're leaving at 9. They get dropped off at 8. They
uh-huh.
They're in the classroom writing. And Adam calls, and I was like, oh. I go, and he goes, can I talk to them? I go, well, they're in their classroom. And they're in their classroom, but they're still, like, kind of in and out, and people are running around. And
right,
know.
Right.
And so I see Sonny run to the bathroom. And then I go, and I get – oh, there's Sonny. Let me get Sonny. And then I get him, and then he talks to Sonny. He's like, hi, Dad. And he's, like, all excited. Then he's like, what about Natalia? And I'm like – she's in her classroom. He's like, well, I'll see if she can. And then that right then, her teacher runs out to go to the bathroom. So I catch the door and I look in and I see she's sitting there writing. And then I hear somebody go, Natalia, your mom's at the door. And she looks up and her whole face turned red. She was totally embarrassed. And she's like, uh-uh. Like looks at me like, get out of here. Beat it. And I was like, Dad, no, you need to come here. She's like, she kept saying no, no, no. And I was like, come here. It's okay. Come here. And then she gets up and she's like, Mom, leave. And I was like, all right, but Dad wants to talk to you. And then she talked to Dad. And she's like, hi, I can't talk. I got to go. All right, I love you too. Okay, bye. And then she just handed me the phone. And she went into her classroom, slammed the door, left. And that was it.
So she's gone right now?
She's gone. Everybody's gone. Except for Adam. Adam's back.
I hate that feeling.
I know.
But then she'll get back and it'll be all forgotten about.
Yeah, but...
But in the meantime, it sucks.
In the meantime, it does suck. But whatever. I mean, you know, they send pictures every day. And so last night, I'm looking at the pictures, seeing if I see her. Oh, there she is. Oh, but she's not smiling. I look at another. Oh, there she is. Oh, she is smiling.
Whatever. I know. It's so hard because even though you want to, like, reel it in yourself,
mm-hmm.
but it's hard when it's happening to you. I know. I've had that happen with LB where I kind of yelled at her and then didn't
she
see
left.
Her all day. But then she was fine.
Yeah, I know.
All forgotten.
Yeah.
It's like they know that they can make us feel bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Adam was saying. He's like, she plays you. She knows. She knows what to – I go, yeah, I get that. But she's also an 11-year-old girl. And he's like, she's been doing it since she was born. Like, she knows what buttons to push. But I'm thinking, I don't know, does she? Maybe she does. Yes, she does. Does she? I don't know. She's still a kid. So how much does she know? I don't know. I mean,
she does. She just, you know, it's probably a little bit of like impulse. Like she wants to do what she wants to do. And she knows she knows that you're a loving mom, that she's not going to get in that much trouble.
Yeah,
she's going to piss you off a little bit.
Right.
So you're not going to beat her.
Well, I know. And that's the
thing. Maybe you should start. Have you thought about corporal punishment?
My mom did it to me.
I know. That's the thing. It's that we're always sucked back into trying to do better than our parents. By the way, we have to do a spot.
Yeah.
A spot for – you know what? I know what will cheer you up. Talk about your favorite product.
Bombas.
Yep.
I'm wearing them right now. Ba-bam.
Oh, they're so cute.
Well, these are ugly ones. These are the green and white ones. But yeah, they're cute. They are really cute. And they're very comfortable. And they have like the built-in tab so that you don't get the blisters. So I have every pair. I get the short ones. I get the booty ones. But then Sonny wears the ones that pull up and stay up to his knees.
Mm-hmm.
They have this whole stay-up technology that they figured out. And it's made by premium cotton. They stay warm in the winter and cool in the summer. They really do. And you know what? They're a great gift for Christmas. They do.
Absolutely.
They really are. And they're so cute and so colorful and so – they go with everything. And they have the workman socks for men. So you can't go wrong. And the best part is every pair you buy, they donate a pair to charity.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
What a cool company.
I know. Yep. Started by two guys. And it's a really good idea. So why don't you support them so they can support people in need? And so you can support your feet. So buy the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Bombas.com/FCOL and get 20% off your first purchase. That's Bombas, BOMBAS.com/FCOL and get 20% off your first
Love
purchase.
It.
Yeah.
And also, Omaha Steaks.
Yum.
Mm. Are you trying to find a perfect gift for somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. Omaha Steaks is
it's the best gift.
Such a great gift.
We said it.
Keeps on giving.
Every year we send it. We send it to Daniel Callison and Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, if it's good enough for Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
Listen, I love the price
because
it's so affordable. I know I always say this, but it reminded me of it because last night we went and got El Pollo Loco, $44. I know I tell you every time, but last night we literally, $44.
I crave El Pollo Loco all the time.
I love El Pollo Loco. But listen, if for the same price, basically, only $49.99, you can get the family gift pack on omahasteaks.com with the code FCOL. And here's what you're going to get in the family gift pack. It's crazy. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus 4 additional kielbasa sausages for free.
That's a lot of food.
It's a ton of food.
Yes. And it lasts. You put it in your freezer and it lasts for a long time.
You can just go in there any night and grab something and make it for dinner.
And it's so delicious. If you haven't had an Omaha Steak, you have to try it. There's a big difference between that and the one you get at the grocery store.
So this deal is a 75% savings and it's guaranteed to be a hit. This gift. So go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code FCOL, and get 75% off. Woo! So I have – well, first of all, I have a story for you that's for Patreon.
Uh-oh.
No offense, but it's – I cannot get – I will get in trouble for this one.
Okay.
But I did want to mention one thing, which was that which I thought of, which somebody – okay, so I was on the Juicy Scoop podcast, and they were talking about a gossip story that they heard about Lisa Kudrow saying that somebody was, like, sexually inappropriate or exhibiting some predatory behavior, and then Matt LeBlanc had to get in there and tell the guy off. It was somebody who guest starred. And then they mentioned all these guest stars, and one of them – and everyone was trying to figure out who it was. And one of them was Alec Baldwin – So I wrote on there. I was like, well, I have an Alec Baldwin. I think it's Alec Baldwin because I've had an Alec Baldwin experience and it seems like he seems like he fits the bill. And then somebody was like, ooh, sounds like a Patreon episode. And I was like, I don't give a shit. I'll say that on a regular episode.
Right.
I was working at a show, a game show, and he was a celebrity. He was a celebrity on the show. And I have to say that I was super excited to meet him because I always found him to be like good looking and, you know.
Charismatic.
Yeah. But totally like predatory type. He didn't do anything to me, but here's what happened. So normally the boss there is the one who gets to spend time with the bigger celebrities.
Right.
And we are kind of relegated to, you know, Kathy Griffin, but the people, the not the big names, the comedians, the, you know,
the
side ones parts,
that,
you know, Loretta Swift, who's MASH, who tried to steal a lamp. That was kind of funny.
Oh
yeah. Shoplifting from the Hot
Lips.
Yeah. People like that. Anyway, but apparently Alec Baldwin spotted me. And doesn't know me from anywhere and told the person that I was working with, like, I want her to come to my dressing room and talk to me. I don't and it was a long time ago. This was many years ago. But the point is he was very much that type of like you like pointing, you know, and he was very like that kind of I don't want to – creepy is not the right word because, you know, obviously when they're good-looking celebrities, you don't think creepy.
Right.
You think
of course,
like –
you're not going to think creepy.
But you think kind of abusing of like yeah, I'm a big star. So if I want to look at your tits, you're going to come over here and let me look at your tits. And he was like that, like just like looking me up and down. And
I could see that.
And I was like – I could tell. I was like, ugh, like just womanizer. Apparently he said something to Lisa Kudrow, like made some comment about her being fuckable after she came out of makeup. Like, oh, now you're more fuckable. Or something like that, that I was like, I had that like, you know when you just meet somebody, don't meet your heroes kind of thing? Because I was like, he's gross.
Yeah, I could see that.
I could totally see that story. Yeah. I could totally see him saying that. He has that personality.
Yeah.
And so I thought I'd share.
Wow.
Personal story.
He loves Adam. So I've never met him, but.
He does.
He
but I mean, I love his politics, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a little bit disappointing.
As a professional person, yeah, you like him. But
I obviously love his Donald Trump impression.
Oh, my God.
And I love how
so good.
Strongly.
So good.
He. I love a lot of things about him, but it's just unfortunate when you know.
Then you see it.
Even though he didn't even do anything to me.
Right.
But it's just like you go, well, I
come on, dude.
The type. The type.
Yeah. That reminds me, you should, I don't know how, I don't know what, it's on Comedy Central, but it's, I can't know the name of it, but it's Trump impersonator. And so once a week show, and he was on Howard again, and Howard likes to think like he discovered him because he's got this weird, he's a comic, but he's got this weird long last name.
Okay.
And he does, he's in full makeup. He says it takes, he was just on the other day, he says it takes him 2.5 hours. And then he was like, can I, so he's, Howard's interviewing him. It's a weekly show and he's just Trump the whole time. But then he also brings in his other comedic friends that can imitate, like he's got the girl on Saturday Night Live that does Hillary, so she comes on and and he's got a friend that does Steve Bannon and the way he was talking, and he just – and then – so then Howard goes, can I talk to Trump? And he's like – and then he goes right into Trump. And he's like – and he just – he's so fantastic. The way he just does Trump is so terrific. So terrific. I love
tremendous.
The pussy. I love the pussy. Oh, I love the pussy. And like Howard will go, I say a woman, you tell me what comes to mind. He's like, Yoko Ono. And he's like, loud pussy. Loud, loud pussy. You know, and then he'll say name like a female in Congress, Pelosi, pain in the ass pussy, and then he'll say like a cute like Megyn Kelly, fuckable pussy, fuckable. He's so terrific. He's just so fucking good. And he sounds just like him. And Howard's
so it's
like,
a TV show that he does?
Yeah, it's on Comedy Central. It's once a week.
Oh, I got to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's once a week. It's on late night. And he just is so – he's just so spot on. And Howard's like, I can't even talk to – I don't even want to talk to – I think his name is Andy in real life. He's like, I just want to talk to Trump. Is that okay? And he's like, it's terrific. It's terrific. Howard – it's terrific. I can't do it, but like he does it. It's just so funny.
Oh my God, I want to. I want to watch this.
Yeah,
I'm gonna watch. I now it's kind of coming to me. I have heard of this show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I can't remember. Kaylin, can you see if you can find the name of that show?
Yeah, I'll look it up. Let me see.
And even if you can, maybe find a clip. Maybe I don't know. Maybe for the next episode.
Kaylin's like,
I'm trying to nurse my hangover over here. Kaylin, did you get buzzed? Is that what's – are you just tired?
No, I'm just tired. Yesterday, I was just traveling all day long.
Yeah.
I was from Miami to L.A., sat in traffic back to the studio, back home.
Yeah.
Got at home. My little brother was like wanting to play with me because he missed me, so I had to stay up even longer. I had to
see,
work my
that's
dog.
That's what it's like to have kids.
Yeah.
You got to play with your kids. You got to walk your dog. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That and plus catching up on some old emails. I pretty much completely just phone off. Just worry about it later. So,
yeah. How was the accommodations, by the way? I'm just curious.
Oh, they were good. Yeah, they were very good. I got, Adam's room obviously was like top shelf. I saw that when we did the podcast in there. And then Gina and Dawson had like a nice suite. But mine was good. The beds were comfy. I got a window. And
nice.
Good. Yeah, it was fine.
Nice. Yeah,
I'm sorry. I just got an email from our school because you know there's fires.
Right
now.
Mm-hmm.
So LB's school was closed today. We found out like at 8 after John went and took the kids to school.
Mm-hmm.
She gets a ride from the elementary to the middle school. And when he got there, we found out the middle school was closing for the day. But the elementary school was still having school, but they were going to be indoors all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got an email from the school saying they're closing at 1.
Really?
So I just had to make sure that.
Who's going to get them? We got sword and scale to do.
John's going to go get them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. I have this one story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I got to save for Patreon,
mm-hmm.
and then I have another story that I think I want to save it for Friday because it's a longer story about Sadie. But I want to say that speaking of watching things, so my kids are obsessed with Adam Sandler movies.
Really? I tried with them. I try.
Yeah. They like – remember I told you that they really like that movie Blended, which I think is one of the worst Adam Sandler movies with Drew Barrymore?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the other night they're like – they want to watch a movie. They don't want to try anything.
I know.
I'm sure some of you have experienced this. They don't want to try anything new. Even if I'm like, no, you don't understand. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
No thanks. We just want to watch something we've already seen before. We already know we like.
Right.
But so John was like, we got to listen. Okay, then let him watch an Adam Sandler movie. But let's introduce him to like one of the ones that's supposed to be like more of a like a funnier one that's supposed to be one of his better ones. Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
Well, there's Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, Happy Gilmore is supposed to be really funny, clever, like one of the better Adam Sandler movies. So we get that one. And really boring.
Mm.
LB likes everything. LB was like, can I just say this one's really boring?
Yeah.
I'm not into it.
We tried that. My kid's the same thing.
Yeah. Xander was like, I'll keep watching.
Mm-hmm.
Sadie was like off on her iPad, done.
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing Bejeweled on the couch. I was like, they're kind of right. And then John was all resentful. Like, it's supposed to be really good. Why don't you like it? I'm like, John, you're not even watching it with us. It's bad. It really isn't funny.
Right.
Their style of humor, at least.
Yeah.
There's a lot of physical comedy where people were getting hit by, you know, I don't know, things were falling on people.
Right.
There was like people were punching people out a lot.
Yeah, no.
That's not humorous to my kids.
Right. I agree.
They're not like, oh, my God, that guy got hit in the face.
Yeah.
Hilarious. They're
I know. So what did they watch? What did they like?
We finished that movie, but now they don't trust me.
Oh, so they don't like the Adam Sandler movie.
No, they didn't like that one.
That
they
one.
Wanted to go back to an Adam Sandler. They like Grown Ups.
Okay.
They like Blended. Mm-hmm. They loved – we did watch The Wedding Singer recently and they really liked that.
Oh, I should watch that.
But they didn't love it.
Mm-hmm.
They liked it. they like?
No, I need movies.
Yeah, there have to be kids in the movie.
I'm telling you, The Hunt
but
for
not
the Wilder
a kids
People
movie
is so good. So good.
Yeah, I've got to try to talk them into
it's
that
really
one.
Good.
We watched the little – I showed
preview
them kind of the abstract of it, and they were like,
Yeah, I could see that. You have to just kind of
– turn it on?
Yeah, maybe. I think Elby would like it. Maybe the twins might be a little young still because it's kind of like that. But and also, at one point, they call him a pervert, and he's like – he's on the run with the little kid, and they're like, you're a pervert. We're going to turn you in. And they're like, what's a pervert? I'm like, oh, geez.
Yeah.
It's an, you know, inappropriate person.
Well, there was something, remember I told you in another one of those 80 movies where they were like, oh, my God, you're so gay.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, or somebody called somebody a homo. Mm. And I was like, oh, Jesus, really?
I know.
Really?
Right now.
And then there was another one where somebody said, oh, she's really rapeable.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, and it was like one of those family movies.
Wow.
I can't remember which one it was. Somebody maybe will remember. But yeah, they were like rapeable.
Wow.
What the f- I mean,
I know.
I'm like, do I really have to screen every one of these?
Yeah.
Then I was like – then I've had this thought that I really wanted to show Elby Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? But then that's movies rated R.
Oh, it is.
There's something in there that I can't – oh, there's a scene where she's – pretending to have sex with a guy and like, you know.
Yeah, see, can't do it. Yeah.
Making loud like sex noises.
Right.
They're too young. I don't want – I don't – you know what? I don't really care about violence.
I know.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about even if someone gets shot. I know I'm – I know you people probably think I'm backwards in my thinking.
No, I'm the same way.
But kids understand. I think that the violence isn't real.
Right.
But I don't need them exposed to like that kind of sexuality.
Yeah, that's the sex stuff. A lot of parents that I know at least feel the same way.
Yeah.
It's when they talk – sex, or they're implying sex, or they're having the
or
car is rocking
it
back and forth, and they're like, why is the car going up and down, rocking back and forth, and the windows are.
And you're like, well, because when a man is thrusting into a woman, it kind of creates like a bouncing motion, especially
but
if he's doing it really hard and relentlessly.
He's good, if he's good at it. But I will say our fans on Reel It In are the best because I really wrote down a lot of their stuff. I told you that. And I started listening. One of the podcasts they told me to listen to is Somebody Knows Something.
Mm-hmm.
Have you listened to it?
I listened to the first season of it, which I wasn't that into.
I'm on season one. There's three seasons. I'm on season one, episode 4, A Little Boy That Got Lost. And it's pretty interesting. I don't know if it goes anywhere, if it gets boring or what, but I like it. And then there's one called Ghost Stories, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody else piped in and goes, oh, my God, I love that one. And the other one's like, I'm on episode 4. I'm binging it now.
Ghost Stories? I'm going to write that one down.
I think it's called Ghost Stories. Yeah.
Ghost and Stories.
Actually, the picture is kind of weird. It's like the girl is like screaming or something. I don't know. But I got to tell you, I got to find a different
Your iTunes
podcast app. I need a podcast app.
I know it sucks.
It's horrible.
What happened to the way it used to be? You call up the podcast and then it shows you all the back episodes in order. And now they're just all random.
All random, all out of order. When I go back, it's like it shows like three podcasts. It's like, I haven't listened to that one in a long time. Why are you showing it to me? Why not show me the one I was listening to 2 hours ago?
Oh, my God.
I got to go
exactly
back and find it. And Heaven's Gate, that one's really
good. Isn't
it
so good?
So good. So good.
I don't even know what makes it so good, but it's so good. I love the guy who's narrating it.
Yeah.
I love his voice.
Mm-hmm. I like that episode of him,
where he
telling
talked about
his story.
Own.
Mm-hmm. But I think new episodes still come out, right?
Yeah. There should be one tomorrow.
Okay.
Wednesday. They come out, new ones.
Wednesday.
Yeah. I don't like it, though, when I'm ahead.
I know.
Or when
I hate that.
When I'm current.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, really? Mm. I actually have to wait like a normal person?
I know.
A week?
I know.
No, thank you. I like
I
to find
that
out about them late so that I can just listen.
So I can
until
binge.
Right,
right.
That's why I was so happy I came into Sword and Scale so late because it was like – I've got 80 episodes.
I know. That was great.
I'll never get through these.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to like a
Two
week
weeks later. Done.
I was like, oh, Lynette.
No. I know.
Yeah.
What about any books?
I haven't read any books in a long time. I'm so picky about books.
Yeah.
I'm the picky about books like movies. I don't like – I don't like it when it's slow. I don't like it when it's about like too long ago. Right. I don't like it when it's like hokey.
Yeah.
The
I
couple
agree.
Next door and some of those books, it's like not realistic.
Right.
I like – it has to – I don't know. It has to – and then if it's – especially if it's audible, then I need somebody who's good narrating it. I don't want –
I know.
Also, I don't want anything that's too supernatural. I don't want there to be zombies. I don't want to find out – like if – don't be realistic and then suddenly introduce a zombie element.
I know.
You're good. That's
now,
no quicker way for me to lose interest.
Right. Now I've lost all credibility. Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah. So anyway,
all right.
We – I have to get to Patreon, guys.
Yeah.
Seriously, because I'm itching to tell this story that's going to get me into trouble.
Hole burning in her throat.
Even though it's on Patreon, I still have a bad feeling it's going to get me in trouble. But before we wrap, I just want to tell you guys one more time about Ethel M. Chocolats. Chocolate. Listen, it makes a great gift. I know we have a lot of ads in this week's episode, but that's because it's the season for gift giving.
Yeah, you guys need ideas, right?
Yeah.
And we've both had the chocolates, Ethel M. chocolates, and they're delicious.
So good.
Really good.
And very gifty. That's the thing. It's super gifty. There's little special holiday-ish stuff, like the peppermint bark and like the little advent calendar. And there's just really nice stuff that people are really going to appreciate. It comes gift wrapped.
Yeah, you don't have to wrap it. That's the best part.
There's a cocoa tin.
Right.
Lots of little small gifts that you can give to like your favorite teacher or the principal or, you know. Whatever. So here's what you're going to want to do. Go to ethelm.com and put in the code FCOL and you are going to love it. Okay?
Yeah.
Ethel M. chocolates. And also, and by the way, I just found out this news for our Sword and Scale Rewind episode. Our first current day one, Mark Garagos.
Yeah, he is.
He's going to be guesting.
Yay.
Oh, my God. I'm like I'm a little bit weirdly obsessed with Mark Garagos.
I know. I am, too. Everybody loves Mark Garagos.
We have some new Patreon business shout-out subscribers at the $50 level.
Aww,
yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Very excited about that. It's going to start our new year off.
Yeah. And listen, you can try out their services. Help each other out.
Yeah. Daniel Frazier works with Ventel Pearls. Her page on Facebook is called Midwest Pearl Fest on Facebook. And what it is, this is kind of cool. It's a live pearl party she does. They basically pick a jewelry setting and they open an oyster to see what pearl will be placed in your jewelry.
Oh, that's
kind of cool. So, yeah, go to her page. And then Kristen Ross is the new one that does that Babyerge. That's the, like, concierge company for baby stuff.
When you travel and you need the baby stuff.
She's out of San Diego. Go to Babyerge, Babierge.com/Kristen, Kristin, 119, and check out her business. Katie Burchett, she's new. Okay. Mm-hmm. She's an independent consultant with 31 gifts. They offer stylish, versatile, personalized products and gifts for you, your home, and your friends. Check it out. My31.com/Katie, Katie, Burchett.
Nice.
Yeah. The Sip and Shine podcast. That's
our
a
girl.
Big one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's our girl. And, she went up to the $100 a month.
Wow.
So we might have her come and guest on our show.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. She talks about a lot of really personal stuff. She went through a situation with her son that was pretty
intense,
crazy and intense. And she talks about that and also just light stuff too. So Sip and Shine podcast. The Wayne Foundation helps keep girls out of sexual trafficking. If you want to give a donation, go to waynefdn.org and help out. Jamie Walton will appreciate any donations or just go look at their website. Ashley Duchesne, she's a family photographer out of San Diego. She has a podcast called Photo Spark, if you like photography. Or find her at her website, ashleyduchesne.com. Kate Marengo, Interior Chicago. That's her business. Mm-hmm. It's a national online interior design service. And get some help from her. Go to interiordesign.com and look up Kate Marengo. Tish Clevenger.
Juice Plus.
30 fruits and veggies and grains to your diet. Go to Clevenger, C-L-E-V-E-N-G-E-R, .juiceplus.com and check out, see what she does. And the rest of them I will do on Friday.
And also tonight is our recap. It's our Facebook Live show, and we're recapping the cruise. All the lackeys are going to be there with pictures, videos. We're going to talk about the night before, where the bar, we had the Corolla Drinks kickoff party.
Yep, that's
and
right.
Max Zapata's band, Loxy, played.
Rocked it.
Yeah. Adams loves them.
Oh, yeah. Now they're good.
Yeah. So that's live tonight at 7 o'clock on our Facebook, on Adam Carolla's Facebook page. So come join us.
Nice.
You might win a prize. Yeah.
Fun.
We give away prizes. All right.
All right, you're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Through early morning fog I see visions of the things to be. The pains that are withheld for me, I realize and I can see that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. The game of life is hard to play. I'm gonna lose it anyway. The losing card I'll someday lay. So this is all I have to say. Suicide is painless.
Suicide.
It brings on many changes.
Changes
as I can. The sword of time will pierce our skin. It doesn't hurt when it begins, but as it works its way on in, the pain grows stronger. Watch it grin. Suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. A brave man once requested me to answer questions that are key. Is it to be or not to be? And I replied, oh, why ask me? Suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. And you can do the same thing if you please.